This week, something exploded in a school in Wanzhe County, China, and 41 people died. The Agence France-Presse agency says that most of those killed were children who were assembling fireworks in their classrooms. It is a business run by the school. Villagers say their children are not paid for their work and that their families are fined if they don't let their children work. If there is a word for this kind of labor other than slavery, I don't know it. Their deaths follow a finding in a New Jersey federal court that a Chinese company called Aimco, which now makes about a third of the common black metal spring clip sold in the United States, forces women prisoners to make those implements. The prisoners are convicted prostitutes and political dissidents serving long-term sentences for inconsequential crimes. It's tough, even treacherous work to force stiff wire handles into the clips. The hands of the women are left scarred and bloody. When we buy those clips, how bloody are our hands? In today's China, many schools, prisons, and army units have gone into business, not only to supplement meager funding from the central government, but to enrich the purses of school administrators, prison wardens, and army officers. Students, prisoners, and poor young soldiers have no rights to refuse work or even protest. Now, China has a considerable lobby of opinion in the West that points to the soft spots in some of our own labor practices. Yes, there is prison labor in the United States, but prisoners here are paid, if not a lot. Yes, there are workers in Asian factories who are just about as young as students, assembling American running shoes and sports clothes for hideously small wages. But they are paid, they can choose not to work, and their salaries support families. None of those rights belong to a child who is forced to make firecrackers in a Chinese schoolroom. More than half of the fireworks now sold in the United States are made in China. On the 4th of July, many Americans will glorify freedom by gleefully lighting up rockets, Twizzlers, and cherry bombs made by slave labor. But the more China seems to offend basic rights, the more business it seems to get. The Washington Times reports that the U.S. Army is purchasing the 3 million black berets U.S. soldiers will soon wear from a company who makes them in China. The Army is alarmed by Chinese military strength, but gives them money to get stronger. China's U.S. business supporters often remind us, sensibly, that China is just too big to ignore. But when we thoughtlessly buy everyday items made by unpaid and exploited children and political prisoners, who is really ignoring what China is?